Michelle Tafoya wins Republican nomination in Minnesota Senate primary. By Matt Mercer on August 11, 2026. Renowned sports broadcaster Michelle Tafoya clinched the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in the state of Minnesota, according to a projection from the Associated Press. She easily defeated Minnesota GOP-endorsed Adam Schwarza, former NBA player Royce White, and others to advance to the November general election. Tafoya was backed by Republicans in Washington who believe she can make the race to succeed Senator Amy Klobuchar competitive. Speaking to Breitbart earlier this year, Tafoya said, "Minnesota is at a tipping point. We've had a failure, an epic failure of leadership here. And all the career politicians who are in office or also running for office again aren't coming to save us. I've just gotten pushed to the point where I decided to raise my hand. And I do it gladly because I love this state." Tafoya has made long-running fraud a top issue in the race, calling out status quo politicians let criminals steal billions of dollars of Minnesota taxpayers' hard-earned money, and aggressively attacking outgoing Minnesota governor and failed vice presidential candidate Tim Walz. Her priorities if elected also include supporting President Trump's policies, especially lowering energy and prescription drug prices. "We've got to lower taxes. We've got to make grocery prices come down and help out with the energy bills. Renting mortgages have to be more affordable. We've got to continue the president's work of lowering prescription drug prices. And again, this waste, fraud, and abuse that is robbing taxpayers blind." Republicans have been shut out of winning statewide in Minnesota since 2006.